Kapitel Yigimel Yudalid are more historical pieces. They look at the world with a more of a global view. People who say kinis without looking at it see them all as identical, and they're not. Until now, we talked about the tsar and the tsaris of the tkufa of the Galus and of the churban abayis of the time of Yirmiyo and Yeshio. Kapitel Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, which follows, talk more in a sense of a reordering of the Bria, how the Churban changed the world in which we live, changed everything. Okay, Kach, as I'll say, there were 2,000 years of Tayu, 2,000 years of Torah, and 2,000 years of Yemais HaMashiach, 2,000 years of Yidden, hoping, praying, davening, being mekaveh for Mashiach from the time of of Tzara. And that's basically the overview that these kapitel have of the reordering of the Seder HaBria. Yudkino Yud Gimel is written in a poetic form of Eikai Vehein Atoy. Each stanza will be a little easier to understand than many that we had earlier. Eikai Oimer Kairis La'av Befetzach. Where is the Kai, the word Kai that was mentioned when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avraham Avinu, Kai Yezarecha. Vehein Atah, so again, it's Eikai and Vehein Atah. Vehein Atah, now the world changed. Hein Atah Bulu Atzamai Beretzach, Loma Lekim Zanachto LaNetzach. Now we've suffered from Retzach, from murder. Loma Lekim Zanachto LaNetzach. Why is it so different? The same thing. I go a koi gosh kesela oil leratzi secha melcha ad koi pitu beidoy secha. It talks about the koi of a glorious time of the Akeda, and a contrast with heinata, with the way the world is after the churban. Daku kepelach rayosecha yashan apcha b'tzayim arisecha. The heinata in most of these kapitlach could easily refer to a time when the churban, when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. But to today, to the way the world is today, the Retzach that we suffer in the Eretz HaKadosh today, and it continues. That's a reference to Yaakov Avinu, and so on. Kaizom v'harag Mitzri. That's a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, and so on. It goes in each of the kapitloch, each of the stanzas. It goes on to a different Eikai. And it expresses the tsar of the Hein Atah, how the world changed with the Churban. Klal Yisrael changed, the values changed, the expectations changed. Remember earlier times, earlier beautiful times, that there were different moments of Kai, the Kai at Har Sinai, etc., the different Kais that were mentioned. Yudalid, Kino Yudalid, continues on the theme, but it's a very philosophical kina. It's a kina which a person could learn bi'iyun, because the kina presents the position that the churban had to happen from the day the world was created. That the different tzaris of Klal Yisrael were preordained, were decreed that there would be a Klal Yisrael, and that the Klal Yisrael would suffer through the Golosin that we suffer, is something that was already decreed. Echa es asher kevar osa'u tov ameni l'gbois nishiyeyu. The idea that the Churban kevar osa'u was already decreed, tov ameni l'gbois nishiyeyu, was now demanded of Klal Yisrael. Asher ad loy shchakim nimtachu, even before the heavens were spread, before the second day of my separation, b'shali ramas hayais eretz tayu. In the first words of the Torah, there's a reference to the four goliyos. The reference of aretz haisa sayu, v'avayu, v'chayshech apnei tahayim. The Gemara says sayu is galas bavel, v'avayu is galas madai, v'chayshech zu galas yavan, and tahayim, the depths, the what seems to be the unending galus, Zugolus Adon, that's our Golus. And therefore here, in this stanza, in this kina, there's a reference to this idea, the idea that the Beis Hamikdash, Achris, it was decreed from the very beginning, Boni v'charev u'boni ba'achris, there would be built and destroyed until it would be rebuilt at the end. Now this idea is an idea which, as I said, is something a person could sit and study, could sit and learn. If someone wants, it's a beautiful piece in the Nesiv HaShalom. If you want to learn this afternoon, after you finish learning Divrei Hayamim, I believe it's the first piece in Shemais, if I'm not mistaken, where he talks about this theme, this idea of the Tzaris of the Galus being purposeful, having their own purpose and their own design, and the fact that people thrive, people have potential to thrive in times of challenge, in times of difficulty. It's just an incredible lesson in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created people. Chazal say, Yizaru b'vnei aniyim shemehem teitzei Torah. Be careful, don't make light of b'nei aniyim, of people who suffer poverty, kimehem teitzei Torah. You go today to Yerushalayim, you see it. Families that have little or nothing, many cases, a few wants, few needs, except to serve the Rabbi Nishalai. It was a tremendous Mesiris Nefesh. It's not that there's no pain. It's that the pain pales by comparison to the courage they have and the desire they have to do the things that have to be done. And that idea shouldn't be tested. We daven not to be brought the day Nisayin. But that idea is the theme of Kina Yudalid, of this Kina, the idea of there being a purpose to the Galus. Very difficult to suffer through the indignities of a galus unless someone sees it as purposeful, unless someone has the madrega to understand it as purposeful. To walk in the street and hear an anti-Semitic comment made towards a Jew, to many of us it's painful because we were fortunate enough to grow up in that rear window in the history of Klal Yisrael, a rear window that we had in the schus of the Holocaust survivors. But Klal Yisrael was able to walk in the street without being reminded of whom we are. The antisemitism of the world is a way of the world. It always has been a way of the world. We daven shalei v'yeini lidei nisayin. We don't hope to suffer through any of these things. I think it was Rava that said, Yesi v'lo yachmine. Rava made a shocking statement in the Gemara. Talks about ikvus de mashicha. He said, Yesi v'layachmine, let it come, and I don't want to see it. Kilu is afraid of the nesiyanis of the ikvus of the Mashicha. Yesi v'layachmine. We daven, we hope for to be zeichet to see the gula. We hope that the tzar that we had is of this last century was the tzar of ikvus of the Mashicha. Certainly seems to us that Klal Yisrael was yaitza with the karbonis that we've had, that we continue to have in Atzeinu HaKadosha. And in this, Kina Yodalid, we try to see purpose in it. A sense in it, a purpose in it. It's more of a global view of the Tzar and the Tzara that we have. It's very difficult, very, very hard. If you live in a city, in Ashkelon or Ashdod, you live in a city and there's a siren and you have to take your young children down to a shelter or not getting there in time, crouch under a table. It's very hard to encourage a child and see it as good. Unless a family is able to raise their children and teach them that this is a hemshech, this is a continuation. It's a flow. It's a flow of Klal Yisrael Begalusa having the courage to go to a basement, hidden room in Russia to be able to sit and learn. To be able to go to a basement, hidden room in Spain in the 1400s and be Mekayim Mitzvahs, to have a courage to go and hold on to Eretz Yisrael that we have today, and not be offset or depressed, not to be pressured to somehow give up on a dream. When it's part of a long tkufa, when it's part of a 2,000-year journey, it's all different. Everything is different. all the difficulties are different, the anti-Semitism is different, the going to Eretz Yisrael is different, the pain that we suffer is different. It's painful, but there's sort of a global view of it. In Kapitel Yud Gimel and Yud Dalid are kinnos that refer to it, as I said, the first one, in a poetic way, the Eikai, remembering those 2,000 years of the glory of Klal Yisrael, and contrasting it with Heinatar, with the 2,000 years of the Tsar of Klal Yisrael. Then in Yudalid, which is not as poetic, but is nevertheless very meaningful, one of the longer kinnos, which refers again in a more philosophical way, in a deeper Havana, of the Tsar of our Golos. Eikai.